Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. We are in Masech Taros. We are in the third parak, Mishnayos Vav and Zion. And the Mishnah tells us as follows: Chayir Shota Bekatem Shenimtsu B'Mavui Sheyesh Bo Toma. When you have a cheireshota bekatan, who are people who lack the ability to have cognitive awareness, so therefore we don't have the ability to ask them, were you here, were you there? And so therefore, when we find them in a place which is a rishus hayachid, a private domain, and generally speaking, when we have a suffik, a doubt, in a private domain, the person is determined to be tameh. But here, Harelu Becheskas Tara, because we don't have the ability to ask them because of a functional impossibility, so therefore we assume that they are presumed to be Tahor, because their last known status was Tahor. However, another person who would not have those physical and cognitive impairments, Bechol Apikeach Becheskas Tuma, somebody who would not have those limitations of the Cheireshota Vekatan, would be assumed to be Tamei. After all, it's a doubtful situation, it's a suffix, it's a doubt, in a Rishos HaYachid. Where we say safek tumah b'rishus hayachid sveiko tameh, v'chol she'im bo das lishol sveiko tahor. The fact is that anything that doesn't have the intellectual, the cognitive ability to be asked, we assume that a doubt concerning him or her would be tahor. Tinok shenimsa b'tzad beis hakfaros. This carries even further. What happens when we find a child who is next to the cemetery? V'ashoshanim biyado, he's holding on to roses. V'ein ha'shoshanim ela b'makom atuma, we assume that he could not have gotten to those roses unless he went into the cemetery. Still, notwithstanding, tor, we assume that he is tor. Why? Because here, it's not just that we look at his previous status, but we have what's called a talia. We can add an extra component to hang our hats on. And why is that? Shani Omer Acher Liktan V'Nasan Lo. Somebody else went into the cemetery and gave it to him. So he never went into the cemetery. And since his last known status was Tar, so even though this is a far-stretched example, notwithstanding, we can still turn around and treat him as Tahor. V'chein chamor, and the same thing is true concerning a donkey that was standing in a Torah place, and we don't know if it walked into a tameh place or not. Bein akvaros, and he's walking between graves, right? So we assume Caleb Tahor, and we assume that his harness is still Tahor, because we have no ability to ask him. So we know that he walked around down the block between two cemeteries, but and maybe he went into one of them, that's true, but we can assume that he did not do so, and the fact that we don't have the ability to ask him in this situation allows us to assume the harness is going to be Torah. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezras Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.